Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday. I'm usually in a good mood because it's Friday Eve and I have a lot like going on where I'm like, let's do it. It's Friday Eve. But today is a whole different day. Sports and the sports landscape has taken on a totally different meaning today. Usually when you listen to my show, it is all about 100% structure, lockdown. I have sound. I know where I want to go. And I still have that today. And I have a ton of sound to get to from all across the sporting land. And I have a very special guest, Chucky Brown, former NBA champion with the Houston Rockets, coming on as well at about 10 after the hour. And I'm also going to be joined by Ed Cole and Joanna Rosalie. And I am going to take some calls early to start the show. But today is a very disturbing day for me. And if you don't like the things that I am going to say today and you disagree with me and we can have an honest dialogue, you're free to call up. If you disagree with me and you want to keep silent, you're free to call up. But if you disagree with me because in my mind, there's something wrong with your mind, and you say, I don't want to listen to this guy anymore, then I'm fine with that. Drop me off the face of the earth when it comes to your radio listening, my Twitter, my website, everything. So let's just get into it. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's locally in Chandler, Arizona. In fact, it's on Chandler Heights and Alma School. Get in there. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can become a club member. Get access to the members' lounge where you also get a locker. You can keep your cigars in there. You never have to worry about them getting bad. Going bad. You have a refrigerator, tons of couches, chairs, TVs, the whole nine. Now, you don't have to become a member. You can go there and just relax and chill. There's a bunch of TVs in a different area for you to watch. The cigar selection is incredible. And if you can't make it down there, no worries. You can go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Items usually shipped out the exact same day. So it's not like you're sitting around waiting for your supply to get to you. But if you can't make it in person, remember you get 10% off of your cigar purchase just by mentioning PLR and the Cave Show. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. We will not be down there this week for a taping of the Cave Show, but on Saturday, we will be there at 10 a.m. for a special taping of a Zoom event. One guest has completely confirmed already. There's a couple that have confirmed. I'm just going to drop them tomorrow. But for sure, Chris Zurich of Notre Dame and Chicago Bears saying, will be on with us on that Zoom meeting talking cigars and sports. But let's get this going. Like I said, this is PLR. This is the Cave Show with PLR. I'm calling number 917-889-7828. All numbers are, all calls are made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. We're just going to jump right into it. I'm not going to set up all the topics because I think you can already figure out what most of them are. Thanks for holding. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Evan, Paul, how are you?
Lou, what's up, my friend? How are you?
All right. Yeah.
So
it's been a.
What'd you say, Lou?
It's been a very difficult 24 hours.
It has. It has been a very, I want to say, a different 24 hours. And we go back to the seven shots in the back. We can fast forward to a 17-year-old walking around with a long gun that's not even questioned in a shooting situation to sports, to some of the reaction from some of former athletes. But what I find funny, and I'll get into this more, Lou, and I hope even once you have to jet, that you tune back in and definitely check it out. But
yeah,
I definitely want to touch on how everyone mocked the NBA. Oh, the NBA, who cares? No one watches it. Oh, the WNBA, who cares? No one watches it. Oh, tennis, Osaka, who cares? You were going to lose anyway. Okay, well, you know what?
Ooh.
Now the NHL is bowing out. Now, guess what? Baseball didn't play last night. And as of today, there's the A's and the Rangers and the Nats and the Phillies have tapped out in the sign of solidarity. So all these people that wanted to chime in with stupid racist-ass comments like Jared Kushner, who said it must be nice for NBA players to make that much money and get a day off. Well, it's not just NBA players. And the NBA players a lot of times get targeted because over 80% of the league is black. Well, I think this is more than just this is a United States problem. Other teams and other sports are showing their solidarity with that. So, Lou, I've done a lot of talking. You called in. I'm going to let you chime in.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been, just like I said, like a very difficult pill to swallow. And, was very, very upsetting to hear what was going on last summer. And, it's really sad that, it had to come to this, though.
It is, Lou, and on the line with us as well, because I want to get him in on this before we have to jump to commercial, is Ed Cole. But, Lou, it's really bad in that it's never the people in the middle with common sense that are talking. Here's where we go wrong. We don't have to agree or disagree on every topic. I mean, hell, I have a brother. We don't agree on every topic, and we're raised by the same people. So that's not it. I think the word that's missing is tolerance and respect. And I think where I get lost is when people say to me that, well, that never happens. Well, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to repeat this before the show ends. I've been pulled over by a police officer and questioned why I was where I was, or, wow, that's a really nice car for a young guy to have. Okay, so when I tell you this experience is real, and what if I got one of those, not just an officer that was doing a jerk, but an officer that was doing a jerk that was having one of those days? What if I got one of that? And if you're going to claim to be my friend and know me, you would know about me that there was no criminal intent on my part by any stretch of the imagination. But yet when you see it on TV, it's always, well, they had to, let's find out what their record was. We never ask that. We never, when a police officer is out of line, they never quickly play, have they ever been disciplined? Have they ever been in trouble? Have they ever had people complain about them? We never hear that. But every time there's someone that's maimed, shot, killed, or hurt, they go back and already put their whole life on trial. And that's fair. I don't know how that's fair. And like I said, Lou, you called this show, and I've done a lot of talking. So I'm going to let you go because I know we're going to get to commercial soon. So I'm going to let you talk.
Right. Right. Well, you're right, buddy, because that's not fair. That's completely ridiculous. I mean, I kind of had a loss for words for it. But, I mean, what happened yesterday, just irked me a lot.
It is. And I think it's getting tired really quickly. It's getting very tired.
Yes.
And I think it's sad when you see people get mad almost to the point of, well, we're just not going to do this because people are saying we're tired. What protest is wanted now? When Colin Kaepernick knelt after a veteran told him to kneel, that was out of line. When you march, that's out of line. When you march in front of the White House, 1600 decides to pepper spray you for a photo event. So now when you march somewhere else, that's now a problem. If you get shot by someone carrying a long gun, you should have been following curfew rules. I guess I'm confused here. What protest are we looking for from a country that was founded on protest? What are we looking for? But
now that's weird.
My friend, I did it to you, and I apologize, but I got to let you get the last word in because we got to jump to commercial.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
So I'll let you get the last word in.
You know, I'll come back tomorrow. I know you got a big guest coming on, so I'll just hold my thoughts till tomorrow afternoon.
Lou, man, listen, it is always a pleasure, and honestly, I look forward to talking to you. You're always a pleasure, and I am going to try my best this Saturday. Hopefully that you're on as usual, and I can
I will
get in some time with you. Okay?
Thanks, Paul.
All right, buddy. Lou, good friend of the program. We'll come right back about a minute and a half. On the line, we have the one only, Ed Cole. Well, actually, he's not that one and only. Joanna's more the one and only, but you got to make Ed feel good. Either way, we have them both on here on The Cave Show. We'll be back in about a minute and a half. This is The Cave Show.
CLR. Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure if you ever miss us at 1 o'clock, you can get us on a replay at 3 o'clock on KSRN, a casual sports radio network. Here's the part that you're going to like, though. Not only if you download that app on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, wherever you get your apps, but you can get us live. This is being broadcasted live right now on KSRN. And we are also being broadcasted live on BTR. So there is always a way to grab us. You can also go to thesportscave.com, caves with a K, hit the listen live button. So there are so many ways to get a hold of us. Make sure you're using one of those. Like I said, this is The Cave Show with PLR. Thanks for hanging in there with us today. Coming up shortly, we have Chucky Brown, former NBA champion. He'll be joining us to chime in on his thoughts on what the NBA kicked off yesterday and boycotting the show, their solidarity and protest to all the craziness that's happening in Kenosha, Wisconsin. On the line right now, though, with me, the one and the only, and I have to say that first because, you know, you get sensitive when you don't say it first, sports personality, big time, like he was the ex-CEO of the Washington football team, did all their media stuff, that's what he said, but that's not really what he did, he ran everything else, the one and only Ed Cole. And of course, she talks all that. She has Inside Sports, the one and only Joanna Roseleaf. What's up, you guys?
What's up, PLR?
Oh. What's going on?
Too much,
There's
brother.
A lot
too
going
much.
On.
Hey, guys, listen, I want to play you something. This was Tori Lavallo, not even 20 minutes ago. I want to play this for you.
You know, to me, that there's not just one way to tackle this solution, and I am still trying to get to that point of view where I can do something to make a difference. And I've talked to some incredible people. I've sat down and learned about who I am and what are some of the initiatives that I can take. And I'll tell you what I've learned is that my starting point is this, is that this social injustice and this gap that we are trying to close up should be and will be as important as me making my house payment or me earning a living. I'm thinking about it on that level. So that's my starting point. And where that takes me and what that means, I don't know right now, but I'm not going to stop until I can find a way to make a difference. But my starting point is right along with providing for my family when I'm speaking about this social injustice.
That was Tori Lavallo, Diamondbacks manager. Like I said, not even 20 minutes ago. A lot of people, Ed, are taking this very seriously, and it seems like there's a lot of people that just seem ready to just agitate as much as possible.
I applaud Tori for what he said and the stand that he's taking and the importance that he's placing on fixing this social injustice and hopefully making this world a better place and righting the wrongs that have been done, or trying as best as he can to be a part of righting the wrongs that have been done for over 400 years to us as a people. And for him to say that this social injustice and correcting it and him being a part of it is almost as important, if not as more important, as paying his house note and taking care of his family. That speaks volumes to me as to a man. For Tori to come out and say that, that lets me know that he's very serious and he's dedicated to this and dedicated to being a part of this and to use his platform as the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks to hopefully enact change and try to get this world back on track, because the track is topsy-turvy. The track is broken. The train tracks are broken. They're all over the place. The trains are all derailed right now. We've got to get this stuff fixed right now. And a person like Tori Lavallo, with his power and his influence as, again, the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, can be a big part toward making that happen.
Joanna?
I agree with that, and I totally understand and get Tori. And he's using a platform. And you can stand up and speak and do protests. There's a way that you can show up and stand in solidarity for each person that's going to be different. And for many people, you know, that's showing up at protests. For, you know, sometimes walking out of a stage on national TV, or not partaking as part of a game. You know, for some, they can do that. They choose to do that. And may or may not be affected by, you know, providing for the family or making your house bill every month or for that month, whatever that may be. And for others, you know, they choose to do that. But there are going to be different forms and different ways to be able to voice your concerns, your opinions, your stance, and it doesn't have to stop with, for instance, the NBA boycotting and the games being postponed, maybe possibly canceled. We saw what happened with the all the leagues yesterday, and it's going for today. So it's not only because that's done, it's not going to be an easy fix. This is going to be a long term and not going to be a solution to the bigger problem that's.
I want to ask this because Tori talked about, you know, his platform, but I want you to hear he followed up with that.
I know a lot of people listen to me talk every day, so I'm thankful for that platform. But you know, I want to do it not just because I have this platform, but I want to do it because it's inside of me, and if it means that I am off of this platform and still continuing to do it, that would be more important to me. I feel like the education that I'm getting is second to none. I've had some incredible role models and some teachers in True Pettigrew and Ken Shropshire. I've sat in with them for several hours. That's where I'm at right now, and I'm not going to stop. Because this is very important to me. I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know. But I want to make sure that I don't just listen anymore and relate and say, wow, I'm sorry. That's not good enough anymore.
And it's not just him. He's not the only coach in this city. Listen to what Cliff Kingsbury said. His dad is an old Marine vet. This is what his dad said to him.
Yeah, I think, you know, on that topic, we've had some conversations, you know, about all of what's going on in the country, and you know, I had a great conversation with my dad over the summer, and his perspective on things is really valuable. As we get closer to the season and, you know, the anthem discussions and things of that nature. My dad was a long time football coach but also a Marine, served in Vietnam, received a Purple Heart. I mean, and talking to him, there's two words that really stood out. One was respect, and the second thing was understanding. I think respect the viewpoints people have on this topic, and that they're very personal and very passionate, and then respect their right to express themselves. I think you got to understand at its core what this is really about, and it's always been about drawing attention to the social injustice and that continues to take place. We saw it again this week with Jacob Blake. It's about increasing awareness that racism exists. Police brutality against people of color continues to happen, and let's not forget that or confuse it with something else or make the narrative different. I think my biggest takeaway from talking to my dad was kneeling doesn't reflect a lack of, you know, patriotism or respect for the military in any way. Just like standing during the anthem doesn't mean you're okay with racism or social injustice. And it's important to respect and understand that, you know. These are important issues that need to be addressed and important conversations that need to be had. And I'm grateful that I've been able to be around, like I said, a great group of guys that have enlightened me, hearing their stories and their struggles. So those conversations will continue throughout the year. I just hope we can all continue to push in the right direction.
And what are your thoughts? You heard the manager of the D-backs. You heard Cliff Kingsbury, who didn't say, I agree, I disagree. What he said was, listen, find common ground. What are your thoughts?
When I listen to Tori and Cliff, you can definitely tell that both of these guys are exhausted. They're tired of what's going on, as we all are, as I know us three are, and millions of people around the world are just tired of all of this nonsense, the stupidity going on in this world with all these senseless killings, this police brutality, this racial injustice, everything that's happening to us as black people, and what we have to endure on a daily basis, on a second-by-second basis. Those two guys are white, but they're fighting the good fight, and they believe that what they can do with the platform they have, and whether Tory, like you said, whether I have a platform or not, he's still going to express himself. He's still going to do what he needs to do to hopefully enact change, as well as I'm sure Cliff is. And of course, his dad is a Marine, Oorah Devil Dog, his dad. I applaud both of those men for standing up, not just because it's part of a media thing that they have to do. It's one of their media obligations. Of course, they have to talk to the media, but when they get asked these questions, they come out and they express themselves and they say exactly how they feel and what they want to do to hopefully, again, enact change and hopefully make things better and just make this world a better place, because it's so much negativity. We're just getting beat down minute by minute, hour by hour by this stuff. And it's just, I'm fed up with it. I'm tired of it. All of us, Joe, you're tired of it. Paul, you're tired of it. Cliff, Tori, everybody's tired of this stuff, and we need to make a daggone change right now.
Joe, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let you go. Here's what I think the problem is. Not only did we see, listen, this dude could have been guilty as hell. He really could have been. I'm not saying that one way or another. I'm just saying I've seen enough videos where I've seen people of other races, white people, get just belligerent, fighting, ugly, nasty with police officers and not get shot seven times in the back. And then you couple that with, here's a white guy in an active shooting situation with a long gun walking towards the police, and they're not even afraid of him in an active shooting situation, but they'll say they fear their life at another time. And then someone wants to turn around and look me in the face and say, well, if he would have just done what he was supposed to do, he wouldn't have got shot. Well, why didn't the officers do what they were supposed to do and at least question someone walking with a long gun in an active shooting situation? And when you get it turned around like that, that's when it gets frustrating. And I think that's an outrage that people are really starting to feel. Jerry, there?
I just don't know where to start. When I heard that news and I saw it, and it's all over social media, that is just so infuriating. And just even thinking about it, even talking about it, and a friend and I last night actually had a conversation about what's happening now. And there's just no explanation, and you hear those you know, justifying or trying to justify the reason for what happened, and that person walking away without any harm. And if you're gonna, like, I just don't have the words, to be honest, with how like, it doesn't have to come down to the color of your skin, the way you look.
But unfortunately, Joe, it does come down to the color of your skin. It does, that does matter in situations like this. It shouldn't, but it does.
Right, exactly.
What I'm finding
is that we're going to make this change.
Well, here's the thing, and a lot of people don't want to say this, and I'm one of them that will say it. It doesn't bug me, and I want to get this out before we have to take a 15-second break. I am tired, and I don't know how Ed feels. He's a man that speaks very eloquently for himself. I'm personally tired of asking someone to treat me fairly. At this point, and in all honesty, I really don't give a shit. Because the people that are not going to treat you fairly, no matter what you say, no matter how many facts you produce, no matter what you show them, they're still going to go the opposite way. There are a lot of good people that are out there in the middle that want to see things done correctly. You just heard from two coaches. Archie Bradley has said it numerous times. Clayton Kershaw, who I'm just going to play you, specifically, what he said.
As a member of the team with Doc and George and Trav and then all these guys, as a white player on the team, is how can we show support? What's something tangible that we can do to help our black brothers on the team? And, once McKee said that he wasn't going to play, that really started our conversation as a team as well.
And I know that sounds a little distorted, but what he's basically saying is, once Mookie Betts said he wasn't going to play, he said, he's my brother, I'm not playing either. When you have those people that are willing to take that stand, you know there's good people. No one's railing against them. But we have 1,600 who can say law and order, 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 but has yet to comment on someone carrying a long gun shooting people. So that's why I say at this point, it doesn't faze me one way or the other. I'm one that don't believe you have to beg someone for your rights. Because either you're gonna get them because you've earned them, or they're never going to recognize you. No matter what happens, there will always be that core group of people that will always look down on black and brown people. And for those people that always want to say, yeah, our country is great, we had a hiccup. It's a hiccup to you because you weren't the ones enslaved. It was a hiccup to you because it wasn't your land that was taken. It was a hiccup to you because Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and part of California used to be Mexico, and now it was taken in the United States. It's a hiccup to you because it didn't affect you. So when you say stupid crap like it was just a hiccup and we're constantly getting better, you in that statement is losing the whole point. It's not a hiccup. That's not a hiccup. That was a way of life. And every time you say something stupid, you're perpetuating that. 15 seconds, we're going to come right back. We're going to start this off with Ed, and we're going to hear what he has to say with all this going on, crazy in the world, here on The Cave Show with
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact The Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
I promise you a short break. I delivered you a short break. Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, joined by the one, the only Ed Cole, and the one and only Joanna Rosalie. We're Chucky is held up in the meeting. He's trying to get off to get with us. So as soon as he's free, he's going to join us. But we're going to keep this train rolling right now. Ed, your thoughts on the NHL, MLB, tennis, Mr. Soccer, and other sports saying, you're not just going to blame basketball. We're in solidarity. We're going to do this together.
I love it. And also the fact that Saquon Barkley and Sterling Shepard came out and said the Giants may actually do a protest themselves during one of their regular season games in support of the social justice movement. So we'll see how that happens. And I'm sure if the Giants do it, I'm sure other NFL teams are going to follow suit just as well, just like the NHL is right now, just like Naomi Osaka is right now, just like the WNBA, MLB is right now. Like you said, the A's and the Rangers and the Phillies and Nationals have postponed their games tonight. I don't know if any other teams are going to do it tonight as well, but at least those four teams said, you know what, we're not playing tonight. We're in solidarity. We're with our brothers with the NBA and the NHL, the WNBA, and Miss Osaka on the tennis side, like you mentioned, and we'll see what happens with the NFL. But, Paul, I was going to work yesterday, and I was listening to my man Chuck D. I had to listen to Welcome to the Terror Dome, and the very first sentence that Chuck said summed it all up for me and the way I feel. I got so much trouble on my mind, refused to lose. Dude, I'm so pissed right now. When I saw the video, it obviously enraged me. I wanted to break some stuff. I wanted to commit some criminal acts, but I know for the sake of my family, I cannot do that. So I had to restrain myself, just as I'm sure you felt the same way. I'm sure Brother Ed felt the same way. I'm sure Brother Chucky felt the same way. Brother Earl felt the same way. Every other black man in America, in this world, that saw that video felt the exact same way. They felt enraged, and they wanted to absolutely destroy stuff. But we can't, because we have a family. We have families we need to support, and we can't commit criminal acts because we'll end up behind bars. And then what good will that do if we're behind bars? How can we enact change if we're out here committing criminal acts and we're behind bars and we can't do anything about it as black men, and now we're just one of the part of the statistic as far as the penal system goes? But I love the support that all of these the major sports are coming together. Miss Osaka with her stand on tennis, even though she's going to play tomorrow. She backed out of her match today in New York City with the Open that she's playing in. I love the fact that they're all coming together in solidarity. I don't know if it's going to really change anything, because we know this is going to happen again. It's going to happen a lot more times. There are going to be more police. There are going to be more police shootings than killings of our black men. And when I go out, when I go to work, if I go to a store, I'm terrified, as I'm sure you are, Paul. When you get in your car, you wonder if you're ever going to come back alive, if this is going to be your last time seeing your family because of all this stuff that happened with Mr. Blake and all these other brothers and sisters that have gotten killed at the hands of police officers. I fear for my life every single time. And when my son Cameron goes out to drive, I fear for his life every time he goes out. And every time he walks back in the house, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, he made it back home safely. So this, we'll see exactly what happens. Will it enact change? We sure hope so. But I don't think it's going to prevent a racist police officer from going out here and killing other black men just because they see all these sports and all these athletes coming together and rallying together for change. Racism is going to be racism. If you're a racist person and you have that feeling and you have that hatred in your heart toward black people, seeing NFL players, seeing NBA players, seeing hockey players, seeing a tennis player standing up in solidarity is not going to change the way you feel, because if you're a racist, that's deep down in your heart. And seeing these young men and young women standing up for themselves is not going to change the way you feel. You're still going to go out and commit these acts. And that's horrifying to me, and it's sad, and it's ridiculous, and we've got to get something going on to make this situation better, to make this world a better place for all of us to live in, because I'm terrified, as I'm sure you are, Paul, and we shouldn't feel this way living in this country.
Well, you know, and it's not – here's the thing, and this is where I want Joanna to chime in. It's not just black men. It's black men, brown men, anyone who isn't looking – Anglo-Saxon. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer that we need to help ourselves too. So I don't want to leave that out. But what makes it sad is you have people in authority. And I love when people say police shoot more white people than black people in a year. Well, they should shoot more. And I know the way I'm saying that is coming out very distorted, but it's not when I finish. If there are more white people, you're obviously going to shoot more. But the percentage of black and brown people shot, it's higher. A study came out recently in Phoenix for black and brown people, Joanna, that when they're pulled over by police officers, that stop is longer than when white drivers are pulled over. So this is affecting all of the minority communities. This isn't just a problem only, because when it affects us, it affects all the black and brown community.
Yes. And that's a major point, and thank you for bringing that up and making that point, because it's not affecting those that are not of that lighter skin, white. And that's it's not only with color of your skin, it's racism across many other spectrums. But right now, this is what, you know, lighting the fire. And yes, for me, when I'm out in the green, like you're saying, well, yes, they do last longer. If I never know if I come across a cop and if I get pulled over, or am I going to get pulled over, and is it because of something that I didn't do, or because I'm the color of my skin, or being a woman? So I applaud for the leagues and the players and using their platform and standing up for this social injustice, first and foremost. It's not going to be something that's going to change immediately, but it's a start. And following suit with starting to make it change in one way or another, and it doesn't always have to be with stopping some, you know, let's say for games. We can do it in so many forms, but this is part of where we can voice for that change.
I'm going to play this two sounds back-to-back, guys. It's about 3 sounds back-to-back, about 45 seconds. This is Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, and this is what I'm talking about. Only the people that don't want to change, that don't want to change, that don't want to listen, they're the ones who are sending all the stupid tweets, sending all the stupid messages, and saying the stupid things. Listen to Matt LaFleur?
Yeah, I think it's something that we're going to continue to talk about on a daily basis, and we'll see where it goes. I don't think there's any roadmap right now to where it leads to. I just know that a lot of our guys, and myself included, are tired of the stuff that we see on a daily basis, and just want to try to help make the world a better place. And I'm going to do whatever I can in my power to help support just equal rights.
You have people chiming in saying this stuff. And then you look up, and then there are people that you at least expect to say stupid stuff. They're saying stupid stuff. Brian Urlacher, Chicago Bears, great, beloved in the city. There are tweets going out that say free Kyle Rittenhouse because Tucker Carlson, who in my opinion is 100% race baiter. I won't even say that. I don't think you can be a race baiter when you're racist. So I'll just say that. Made the statement that Kyle Rittenhouse, the young man who walked with his long gun and shot and killed two people and wounded others, said that he could understand how that would happen when the police aren't allowed to do their job and people aren't listening. So some idiot decides to put free Kyle Rittenhouse, Patriot Lives Matter. To that, Brian Urlacher liked it. So it's not always, this is the thing. We think we know someone based on what they do athletically. Guys, we don't. We don't. But I'll tell you one thing. Twitter, for all its faults, it helps us see some people's true colors.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does bring the colors to the light, the true colors. Like you said, I never thought Brian Urlacher would have liked something that horrific and what that tweet stood for and what that person was trying to do in supporting a person, like you said, walking with a long rifle and killing people, that somebody would support that and want him released from prison. And then Brian Urlacher, one of the greatest linebackers to ever play the game, one of the greatest, I mean, just a Hall of Famer, just would like that. That's something that you would never see. And I know, Paul, you know, you're from Chicago. You're a Bears diehard. I mean, that had to hurt your heart to see Urlacher would support that and like that.
It was honestly, I was caught by surprise. I've heard some of his other quotes. See, certain people didn't catch me by surprise. Mike Ditka never caught me by surprise. I'm just being honest. Never caught me
no.
by surprise.
Yeah, it wouldn't caught me by surprise either, no.
Yeah, Urlacher's starting to catch me by surprise, especially after some of the stories I've heard about Brian Urlacher that we're not going to get into here. But, Joanna, look, we understand the symbolism of kneeling. We understand the symbolism of marching. We understand all that. But, Jay, what do you think could possibly be the next step in getting people to understand? Or are we at a point where the people that get it, and the people that don't give a crap and don't get it, they just don't give a crap and they're not going to get it?
I think that at this point, we've done what's been done is pretty much what can be done. What more of symbolism, you know, the statues have been taken down, the different symbols that, you know, are offensive and what we find out what they truly stand for taken down. We, you know, the kneeling and so many things, you know, we have the games right now, what's happening with players not playing, leagues not playing their games, playoffs and so forth. And at this point, you're gonna get it or you're not. You know, we went through this, MLK, what he stood for in better life, and, you know, you thought that would make a difference. And look forward to now where we are, better or worse. So at this point is just keep fighting and doing what you have to do. Unfortunately, And, you know, you're seeing people who they are with what's happening, unfortunately. And it's just a matter of fighting.
And it's crazy, but this fight has continued for so long.
Paul and Joe, what I think needs to happen is what the Milwaukee Bucks did. When they met with the Wisconsin AG and the lieutenant governor about – they had a Zoom call with both of them after they decided not to play against the Orlando Magic last night. And this is what I think needs to happen. I think these athletes need to meet with these legislators, these people that can actually enact change. And they can actually get out and make a difference, and they can actually get on Zoom calls and do what they need to do as athletes to implore people, because this is a vote. This is a voting year. Get out here and vote. If you want to see change enacted, you get out here and vote the people that you think are the right people to come in here and make the necessary changes to make this police brutality situation hopefully go away, or at least suppress it and make it a lot better, a better place for us to live in and not be in fear of the police and what they may or may not do to us. But, again, yes, what the Milwaukee Bucks did is a great step toward hopefully enacting some change. When they met with their legislators, maybe the other teams will meet with legislators from their states and hopefully get the ball rolling so they can come in solidarity as far as leadership is concerned and these athletes and these players and these athletes and coaches are concerned.
I'm the Kerry Lackey Law Line here on the Cave Show with PLR. Incredible sports personality, man. Very knowledgeable, and I honestly think he's been on every show in the Valley of the Sun. And I'm not even going to get outside of Phoenix. The one only Ed Cole, and of course, we have Miss Inside Sports herself, and you can check that show out, of which Ed is a co-host on every Monday night, and they let me come on because I pay them to do that. Every Monday night, you can check out Inside Sports via Zoom and then via audio on KSRN. Ed, you know what's really funny? I'm looking at athletes try to take the lead in a lot of things, and I 100% think they have a certain amount of sway in terms of the platform. But where I think they kind of get a bum rap, the NBA never really said they were going to cancel their whole season. Just like the NHL, just like football, just like baseball. The protest wasn't the OC. They weren't going to miss out on their money. To those haters, it was, we're bringing awareness to something that we feel is an unjust thing that was done. And so I just find it funny that people can find a reason to consistently hate. And I think the NBA gets the brunt of this, because over 80% of their players are black. The NFL, because we know that there's not guaranteed contracts, those players have to be careful with the words they choose, because a third-year punt returner or a second-year punt returner making league minimum on a non-guaranteed contract, it's going to be harder for him to say what he really wants. Not
going to
be the same.
I think, I don't agree with people that want to criticize these athletes for doing that, especially, like you said, NBA players, because trust and believe. If that season did not go on, if those teams did not go down in that bubble and are taking part in these NBA playoffs, don't you think they would have already been out here hitting the streets? Again, meeting with these legislators like the Bucks did, like we mentioned a few minutes ago, like the Bucks did, don't you think they would be having face-to-face or Zoom conversations at the least, working with these legislators and being out here within safe social distancing guidelines, having meetings and being out here on the streets and talking to people and trying to get a gauge, trying to get a feel for what the people, what citizens are feeling right now? Of course they would. But the fact that they were in this bubble for the long time that they had been, it was hard for them to even do anything like that, because all their mind was focused on was basketball. You know, they could barely have enough time to think about their families or everything that's happening right now as far as the social injustice, the police related killings and everything that's going on negativity wise, and they're trying to play an NBA season and fight for a world championship. In the meantime, they've got all this stuff that's brewing inside their minds and in their bodies, which is something that Paul George talked about, how the bubble was kind of beating him down. You know, that's why he was playing as bad as he was. But eventually he turned it around in game five and played well because he kind of got himself together and figured, okay, now I've got this thing together with the bubble. I know there's so much stuff going on outside of the world with everything that's going on with these shootings, and I'm worried about my family and making sure they're safe, but yet I still have a job to do. I have to go in here and play the best basketball I can. It's hard, Paul. It's a slippery slope that these guys have to be under. And of course, the NBA being the first one to actually enact this bubble, of course they're going to be under the microscope because they were the first ones to enact this thing. And like you said, the majority of the players are black. So again, they're going to have the microscope even fully scoped in on them.
Yeah, it's really just a sad situation.
It is.
All around. And like I said, and I, you know what? The only thing that I say is to a lot of people that don't understand this, and I've had these discussions with my friends that are white, I have to have a discussion with my boys to explain them the rules because you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. If you think you did anything, if a cop stops you at all, and for all these idiots that want to text me black on black crime, if you want to have that discussion with me, I'm ready to have that one too. I'm not running from that one either. But we're talking about those that are supposed to be in authority. And I have to have that talk because what a lot of people don't understand, unfortunately, my neighbor, his conversation with his son is the police are your protectors. If you need them, they're going to be there for you. My talk is once they realize that you're okay, then they'll be there for you. And comedy is really just reality. How many shows have we seen where a black person calls the police on a white person and the white cops come in and they arrest the black dude and we're like, whoa, wait a second, we're the ones that called the police. That didn't just come out of a comedian's mind. That came out because that's real, and that happens. Because the assumption of guilt is there. That's a learned behavior. So, yeah, let's be fair. There's a lot of good police officers. And people are always saying, well, no one ever said that. Yeah, there is. But I'm gonna compare it to this because I saw this. If you're working in a flight tower as a controller, can you have a bad day yet? If your wife leaves you, if your girlfriend leaves you, if you have alimony payment for six kids, if you got a flat tire on your way to work, if everything in your world goes wrong, when you go up to that tower to control planes in, you can't make a mistake. You have to be perfect. You have to be 100 by 100 every single day because one mistake
or lives are
crash a plane. But whenever a rogue officer does something, we're supposed to let them off with, that was just a bad cop. There's good ones. Same level of concentration. I don't care if your dog bit you. I don't care if you burned your eggs this morning. I don't care if you got a flat tire. When you put that badge on, all that has to go out the window. You don't have, in that job of authority, you don't have the right to have a bad day because it can be taken out on somebody else. If your house was on fire and the fire truck didn't get there, they're like, yeah, man, we just had a bad day. We figured once it burned down, we put out the ashes, all is good. No one would accept that. So why do we accept there's just a couple bad ones? But it's the bad ones that are making the good ones look bad. So why is that so confusing for everyone to see?
It shouldn't be confusing, Paul, because bad police are bad police. And like you said, bad day or not, whatever is going on in their lives before they clock in and they, like you said, put that badge on, they grab their gun and their cuffs and they jump in their police cruiser and they start their shift. All that stuff has to go away. That is stuff that you cannot bring that extra baggage on your job with you. Like you said, Paul, if you or I did that on our regular job, if we had a bad day and we went to work acting a fool, guess what would happen? We'd be unemployed right now. But so why do rogue police officers get to go around and shoot a guy in the back 7 times and have no repercussions on it? And people, some people, like you said, some people applaud that and say, oh, that's great. You know, the police were doing their job. They were serving and protecting. No, they were not serving and protecting. They were serving a near fatal, a near death by shooting Mr. Blake. And now he's paralyzed from the waist down because of some racist cop who clearly had an issue with black people and didn't think, oh, man, I wonder if we can subdue him instead of me having to shoot him 7 times in the back. There's different ways they could have resolved that situation without him being shot 7 times in the back in front of his 3 children. Are you telling me there's no other way, no other recourse of action that they could have done other than shooting that innocent man 7 times in the back? Come on, Paul. No.
Yeah. I'm with you. I
7 times, bro.
We spoke about this for the last hour. And you know what's going to happen when we hang up? We're going to have people that listen to the show today that are going to say they had a good point. We're going to have people that listen and like Sal DeCiccio, I don't know if you saw this, alderman or council member in Phoenix called NBA mm-hmm. players boycotting a bunch of whiny bitches. We're going to have those people that are going to say we're whiners. I don't know if you saw him say that yesterday.
Yes, I did.
And what's funny is, and after he said it, he tweeted his response to Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. So I guess he was trying to get an attaboy for being an ass. So I hope they gave it to him. I hope he got the pat on the back that he was looking for.
That's just that good old white boy network, you know. That's just that network in action. It's never going to go away.
We'll see. But like I said, what I don't want to do is condemn everybody for the ills of a few, because what happens, the people that scream the loudest on both sides drown out the people that are trying to have the real, honest conversations in the middle. And I don't want the people in the middle to get lost because of the Tucker Carlsons and the Jason Whitlocks and the Candace Owens and the Laura Ingrahams and the 1600 Pennsylvanians. I don't want them drowned out, because two people can disagree. And two people can disagree on exactly how you get to the solution, but they're probably on base but that there needs to be a solution. And I think that's what we need to work towards. And tell everybody how they can check you out. We're up against it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know. Yes, sir. Instagram at EdwardCole301, Twitter at EdCole43, and Facebook, Edward Cole. Look me up.
Yo, man, I'm going to hit you up in about 15 because there's something I need to let you know. But I appreciate you hopping on today for sure.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having this platform and letting me express my views and letting Joanna express her views. This is what we have to do, man, to enact change. We've got to talk this thing out, and hopefully this can have a ripple effect toward everybody else that listens, and this thing just goes viral in a positive way.
Exactly. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, brother. Yes, sir.
All right, now, bro. Make sure you're checking us out at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the Facebook. Cave is with a K. TheSportsCave.com is a website. Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Heavy show today. I'll leave you with this one news note that has to do with anything other than what we've talked about. The Nebraska Cornhuskers are suing the Big Ten so they can play football. I wish the Big Ten would just kick them out. We'll be back tomorrow. There's no sports today, really. If there's a game, we'll report on it. If there isn't a game, well, you know what we do. We make it work. But listen, be tolerant, people, of each other, and listen to each other. Remember, certain people on certain platforms do what they do to get their ratings. Until tomorrow, this has been the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Mighty Temptations, bring us home.